I learned something that I did not know from Field & Stream Editor-in-Chief Colin Kearns about whitetail hunting. David Sparks, Sportsman Spotlight.
Welcome to the whitetail jungle, huh? Tell me about that.
You can deer hunt in July in Florida.
I did not know that.
I had no idea, but the whitetail rut occurs at all different times of the year, depending on where you live. And in Florida, their whitetail rut happens to be in July. And because of the hot temperatures that are there year-round, the does can fawn year-round. Their peak rut happens to be in July. And so we sent one of our riders down there to bow hunt during the rut last July, and it was in many ways a very miserable hunt. There were bugs like you wouldn't believe. It was hot as heck. It was really wet. So just finding areas where you could hang a stand was a big nightmare. But at the end of the day, I don't want to spoil the story for you, but all that suffering pays off in the end. I'll just leave it at that. And it's a really neat summer adventure story about something that white-tailed deer, we always think that's just a fall thing. But in Florida, it's a different story.
I'm going to guess that he went through hell and back, but at the end, there was some sort of a reward. That's called the truest meaning of risk-reward.
That's right. You know, sometimes those hunts or fishing trips where you suffer the most, where conditions just seem to be so miserable and then it all works out in the end, those are the ones that will keep you coming back. The most miserable ones are often the most rewarding.
That's a positive attitude. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight.